Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Brock Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's worlds. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I got to tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Chalene Johnson. All right, now let's get to today's topic. Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. Today is a Quick Tip Tuesday. Today, I promise by listening to this episode, I will share my exact strategy for coming up with content ideas when I am feeling a lack of creativity. We all have this, and I'm assuming that's why you're listening to this after reading the title to the episode. So let's get to it. All right, without further ado, this episode is inspired by a recent guest that I had on the Chalene Show. More accurately put, it was two people, a couple actually, a couple whose focus is on relationships and marriage. They actually coach other people when they're going through a trauma or a difficult time in their own relationship. They're marriage coaches. I had them on the show a couple of months ago. I'll put a link to the episode I did with them in case that's of interest to you in the show notes for this episode. But anyways, so we were texting back and forth, and after we finished our text conversation, I was just about to like give them a shout out on Instagram and just reference the fact that I've had so many people say how helpful their episode was, and a couple of people have gone on to work with them. And I was just about to give them a shout out on Instagram. And before I did that, I looked at both of their accounts to see what they had posted recently. And like too many really talented, incredible business people who lose inspiration for social media. Like you have a total passion for what it is you do, what it is you sell, what it is you offer, what it is you know how to do, how you know how to help other people. But we all can get to this place where it's like, but I just don't have any inspiration when it comes to social media. I just don't know what to post. I've lost my creativity and I'd rather just focus on my business, which is great, except that you could be reaching so many more people if you understood what type of content to post to your social that was easy, fast to create, didn't require you to be a graphic artist, didn't even require you to be that creative or that funny or that interesting. And that's what I want to share with you today, because I don't want someone to look at your social media and do what I did today, to glance at it and go, oh, well, they're not even active on social. So what would be the point of me, you know, telling people to go follow them if they don't post regularly? You don't want that to happen to you. So here's how you're going to fix that. You're going to start creating more content when you're in the mood. But when you're in the mood to create, I want you to have a long list of things that you're like, okay, cool, I'm going to do this and this and this, and you'll be able to bang it out in less than an hour's time. But step one is to schedule the time to do the thing that I'm going to talk you through right now, which is finding your inspo content. And you're going to paste this into either a Google Doc or an app on your phone, whichever is easier for you. I don't care. That's all that we're going to do today. You're going to find the content. You're going to paste it into a doc. And then the next time you've taken a shower and you look good, or you've got good lighting, or everybody's out of the house and you're in the mood to create, that's when you're going to pull up this document and you're going to be able to create tons. And I mean, like, probably 10 days worth or more, based on the next couple of minutes worth of instructions I'm going to give you. Okay, so step one is so much easier if you know your niche. So if you know your niche, you're golden. If you don't know your niche, what's wrong with you? Just kidding. Now, if you don't know your niche, at a minimum, you know what type of content you want to post. You know the general subject or general topics, and maybe there's more than one that you like to post on. Okay, we can start with that. So pick your niche or the general topic that you regularly post on and think about the hashtag that best describes the subject matter. So let's go with the example of the marriage coaches. This is going to be really easy for me because even though they didn't ask me to do this, I did this for them today. And I literally created 10 pieces of content inspo for them in less than 5 minutes while I was standing in line with other people about to board my flight. So if you have 5 minutes, you can do this. You pick the hashtag that best describes the subject, or a couple of them if you want. So let's use the hashtag marriage tips. Then you go to that hashtag on either Instagram and or TikTok, ideally both, because you're going to get lots of content ideas. So I go to Instagram, I type in marriage tips. That takes me to the page where I'm looking at all the people who've used that hashtag. Then you will notice on Instagram it says top or recent. And you're going to click on top, because you want to find content that's already proven to be viral or to be considered a top piece of content for that hashtag. So when you click on top, then Instagram, depending on what format they're playing with, you're going to see a reel first. It's either going to be in the upper left-hand or the upper right-hand corner. Click on that reel. That is a reel using the hashtag that you've just searched for, and then watch that reel. 9 times out of 10, that reel, you're going to be like, oh, I could either repost that using any reposting app, doesn't matter which one you use, just go to your app store on your phone and select a reposting app that has high reviews and lots of reviews. There's probably 15 of them and they're all very similar. So pick a reposting app. And if that particular reel, you're like, I could repost this particular reel because it fits with the message and the theme of my niche, then you could repost that using the reposting app. It's already a proven viral piece of content. And then you can change the caption to fit your particular account or the message or whatever the call to action is that you've determined you want to use for that post. Just do not forget to give credit to the original creator. Say thanks for the inspo at whatever the account was that originally posted that content. But you're not going to do that right now. All you're going to do is click on the three dots, then select copy link. Copy link from the piece of content that is your inspo. And then you're going to paste it into, let's say, a Google Doc. You will then write a few comments or thoughts you have about what you're going to do with this piece of content. You might write, simply repost this piece of content, change the caption to suggest people click on the link in my bio, or relate this piece of content to the podcast I have coming out on Tuesday. Then you paste the link. Repeat the process. Go back into Instagram. By the way, if you find that the hashtag that you're searching doesn't lend itself to a lot of great content ideas, then pick a different hashtag. They could look at the hashtag marriage coach and look at those hashtags. They find a piece of content. Remember that reels are performing really, really well. And any reel is also content that you can use on TikTok and in short form on YouTube and in short form on Facebook. I mean, short form video is where it's at right now. And that's what I'm trying to give you ideas for. However, if on your particular accounts, whether that's Facebook or Instagram or what have you, if reels or videos don't perform well for your account, which sometimes is the case, like maybe carousels or static posts or photo posts do better for you, well, you're still going to apply the same concept. You look for the hashtag, you find a piece of content that you can either inspires you to create something very similar, or you can use that piece of content and repost it, giving the original creator credit. But to truly be effective with batch creating content, my personal opinion, having worked with thousands and thousands of students and helped them to do this, my personal opinion is you're going to be in the mood sometimes to be looking for content, but you want to wait until you're in the mood to create content to pull up that inspo document. What we're doing right now is building out your inspo doc, okay? So let's go back through the process. Look for a new hashtag or maybe the same one if it's a gold mine for you. Go back onto Instagram or check on TikTok. You find a piece of content and you're like, oh, I totally know. I could use the same song. I'm going to use the inspo from what this person did in their video. I'm noticing what they did that worked well. Because if it's a viral piece of content, you want to have as many elements that they included in yours. So if it's a viral piece of content and they did multiple transitions, well then, if you want the same success, you need multiple transitions. Like, study that piece of content, copy the link, and here's the key. Write down notes about how you're thinking about using it. And be specific. If you know exactly how you want to use this piece of content, what phrase you're going to use, the message that you're going to place in the text over it, what song you're going to use, how you're going to dress, the transitions, like the more detail that you can put in your notes while it's fresh, while you've just watched it, the quicker the process is going to be when you pull these notes up, when you are in the mood to create content. My co-host, Brock Johnson, I feel like he is always in the mood to create content. And maybe that's like a guy thing. For ladies, though, I feel like we need like the perfect light and I need to make sure my eyelashes are on straight and I also have to be in the mood to be doing it. Maybe that's you too. I just have to be in the mood to entertain. Sometimes I'm in the mood to consume. But if I'm in the mood to entertain, then I don't want to slow down and look for content inspo. And that is why this methodology really works. I want you to get in the habit of regularly, if you can schedule it, the time when you know you're just going to be on your phone and just scroll and your only focus is to find content inspo. I promise this process is going to make it so much easier, so much less painful for you to create content. You're going to be able to bust it out so much quicker. I mean, how cool is it that right now, what's trending, what's like most popular in all formats right now, are 4 to 7 second videos. How many 4 to 7 second videos can you bust out in an hour? I mean, just change your shirt. Boom, it looks like a totally new day. You can film like 4 or 5 videos in the same outfit because you're not gonna be posting them back to back. And even if you do, who cares? Nobody cares, right? I mean, and the goal is to reach people who have never seen our content before. So it's not like people are gonna be like, hey, wait a minute, haven't been wearing that shirt for a couple of days. Everybody knows we batch create content. Now you've got a system to do it so that you have what you need when you're ready, when you're in the mood to create content. All right. Thanks so much for joining me on this edition of Build Your Tribe. It was my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. From Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate. But you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.